Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. One of the more interesting trends to emerge in the automotive landscape is the broader availability of active suspension systems. While the idea itself was tossed around as far back as the 1950s, it didn't really become a thing until the 80s, though it was cost prohibitive then. And even today, being able to adjust suspension in real time is mostly a luxury feature, though Hongfa and Vicor aim to change that. They combined Hongfa's active suspension tech with a fixed ratio 800 volt to 48 volt DC to DC converter power module from Vicor to create the industry's smallest and eminently affordable active suspension system. And on the line to discuss that is Patrick Wadden, the global VP of Vicor's automotive business unit. So, Patrick, welcome to the show. And, you know, beyond what I mentioned in the intro, why are active suspension systems so advantageous for automakers and consumers?
Hi, Jason. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you today. Active suspension systems have really evolved, quite a bit, just even over the last few years. As you mentioned earlier in the introduction, I think Lotus was one of the first companies to develop it in the 80s. And interestingly enough, I think a lot of people, they associate active suspensions with either performance or for comfort. And one of the reasons why they're so advantageous for automakers is they actually provide a balance of both. The ideal systems today really provide a combination of a balanced ride for comfort and performance. These new systems that are out today, very, very, very complex systems, very advanced, replacing shock absorbers, springs, and dampers to keep the ride smooth and stable. But they also introduce, you know, all kinds of sensors and all kinds of new products. So it's, you know, these active systems today, as you mentioned, I mean, they're very advanced, and you can be driving 80 miles an hour, and you can go from comfort to sport to track. So and what we see in the automotive industry, that more and more automakers are adopting these as the electrification trend, you know, continues to evolve from mechanical systems to electrical systems.
Of course, and going back to their emergence in the 80s, why exactly have these active suspension systems been so cost prohibitive through the present?
Yeah, I think that there's a tremendous amount of hardware that goes into these systems. And so what we see happening in vehicles today and over time is we see the cost of the vehicle shifting. Today, the electronic costs of a vehicle are right around 34-35% electronic components. We see that from now to 2030 increasing to about 55%. So what's happening, Jason, over time is the mechanical costs are coming down, the electronic costs of a vehicle and the content is going up, and the name of the game, it's really all about electrification. And so, you know, that trade-off between mechanical system and electronic systems is what's happening here in order to keep the weight of the vehicle down and in order to keep the vehicle efficient. But, you know, all of these options over time, it kind of explains the reason why, you know, a Toyota Camry isn't $100,000, right? You know, when you look back at some of the lane assist and some of the autonomous features that have been put into some of these vehicles over time, you know, the OEMs are constantly working with technology providers like Vicor to adopt these new technologies, drive the cost down, and make them affordable for the consumer.
All right, now moving on to the collaboration. How did Vicor help create what the two companies, Vicor and Hongfa, are calling the smallest and lightest active suspension system on the market?
Oh, okay, great question. So we've actually been working with several OEMs with active suspension systems. Hongfa is a very, very interesting company, very collaborative, and they've got quite a bit of business today. It's a several billion-dollar company. I visited them, you know, many times. But basically, our two companies started working together when Hongfa wanted to explore getting into some of these applications that run on 48 volts. So because of the technology that we have, going from 800 volts down to a safe SELV level, which is 60 volts and below, Hongfa developed this box, really, which can be used in a lot of different applications, but they really wanted to aim this, working with a lot of the big Chinese companies and also working with a lot of the other OEMs around the globe that were developing these, that were incorporating and adopting active suspension. So our two teams worked together, and really what we were able to do, and this was a real true collaboration between the two companies, but taking the absolute best of what the module has to offer and working with the module experts, and then combining that with the development teams who really understand the requirements of the vehicle, and I mean the interface, the CAN bus, you know, all of the aspects of the vehicle. When our two companies work together to put these two expert groups together, I think we came up with a really, really great system. And by the way, this could also be used for other applications as well. I think Hongfa saw a need for reducing the weight, reducing the size, and being able to really offer size, weight, and electrical performance advantages, you know, working with some of the larger companies. What's happening in China, which we've seen, Jason, all over the place, is the companies over there are focusing more and more on the ride and the comfort and the interior. And so so I think both companies working together, sharing the expertise that we have and combining that, came up with a great product.
Makes sense. Now, we've spoken about how active suspension systems have been cost prohibitive in the past and how they may have come down recently, but how do active suspension systems benefit from today's higher voltage primary batteries plus 48 volt power delivery networks?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. Very good question. So what we're seeing out there is that the active suspension systems today versus 5, 6, 7 years ago. I mean, this technology and the development of this technology is moving very, very quickly. But what we're seeing today is the need for the demand for these active suspension systems. When you start rolling in all of the electronics that are involved, and then now the active suspension systems basically have four boxes, or they have four control units that are over the each individual wheels, the power level has increased by a factor of 5x or 10x. And of course, that's depending on the vehicle and depending on the OEM. And I think that the way that they've been able to benefit from this is moving from a 12-volt rail to a 48-volt rail. When you think about just basic Ohm's law, if we used like a starter, for example, a starter pulls about 800 amps of current on a 12-volt supply. When you move that same starter to a 48-volt bus, your current goes from 800 amps down to 200 amps. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of advantages that's happening here. One is that the cost of the cabling, the cost of moving from a 12-volt cable to a 48-volt cable is about one-third the cost of AWG 12-volt cables. The actual weight is about one-tenth. So, for example, the weight of a 12-volt cable is about 237 grams per meter. When you move to a 48-volt cable, that drops down to 27 grams per meter. I'm using approximate numbers based on different cable companies, but the Vicor technology, which allows these OEMs to take advantage of all these system advantages with wiring and harnessing, but also the BCM 6135 that Hongfa is using is a very, very practical way to go from 800 volts, very, very, very high voltage, right down to SELV. They can do it with high efficiency. They can do it with high transients, and better, and more than anything, it's safe.
Okay. Well, before I let you go, Patrick, maybe we can end on a stat that is critical for many, especially consumers. You know, what does linking active suspension directly to the main batteries with a bidirectional power converter do for overall system efficiency?
So the efficiencies in a vehicle are becoming more and more important all the time, and it's not just related to mileage or charge anxiety. It's the actual efficiencies in the vehicle. The BCM6135, the sine amplitude converter that we were talking about, that produces very, very high power, about 3,500 watts for a small device that fits in the palm of your hand. It's about the size of a book of matches. The efficiency on that is about 98%, which is really, really, really exceptional, right? And so when you're dealing with very, very, really high levels of efficiency, one of the other benefits you get from that is, as far as all of the cooling devices, as far as all of, whether it's passive cooling or active cooling, you can limit the amount of cooling devices that has to go around it because your power losses are lower. Another way, which I guess another benefit, is that by linking this technology with the primary battery and also a secondary storage device, this device that we have, it also allows you to switch in reverse. So there's no delay if you're boosting the voltage and you all of a sudden you have to buck the voltage and step the voltage down. You can do that seamlessly with no delays whatsoever. The sine amplitude converter technology allows you to go very, very fast in one direction, very, very high transients, a lot of power, gobs of current, and then immediately reverse and go in the opposite direction. And a lot of companies have found that very, very, very practical and very useful, especially when they're charging. If they're using it with constant current and they're charging that energy source, they're able to bleed off of that energy source. They're able to bleed energy off of that and then also charge it again. Very, very efficiency and in a very, very, very practical way. So hope I answered your question there.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Patrick. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.